This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. midterm elections are now moving from the primary stage to the generals. Among the big stories, all the women running. Also, hundreds of the candidates in races, large and small, are scientists who fear current political winds are against science. This wave of new recruits has the benefit of advisors doing their best to shape scientists with electoral ambitions into politicians. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
In 2014, Shaughnessy Naughton was a chemist who was ready to transmute herself into something new, a politician. She was going for a Pennsylvania congressional seat because...
I was really frustrated with the anti-science rhetoric I was hearing out of so many politicians.
She did not win that race, nor another try in 2016, but she learned a lot about campaigning, and she realized she could accomplish more for science by helping others like her run. She founded 314 Action, a political action committee aimed at getting more scientists into office, which is not standard protocol.
Traditionally, the thought has been among many in the scientific community that science is above politics and therefore scientists shouldn't be involved in politics. And, you know, my response to that is, how's that working for you?
Federal funding for science has been waning for years, but the election of Donald Trump prompted a major backlash because of fears he'd downplay scientific conclusions in his policies. And his picks to lead EPA and the Department of the Interior have been especially troubling to scientists. Last year, 314 Action's membership increased by an order of magnitude. That's times 10 for you non-sciencey folks. 7,000 people with STEM backgrounds have reached out saying they're interested in running for everything from school board to Congress.
So how many volunteers will you need? You'll talk to 864 voters divided by 6 voters an hour, which is a constant that I referenced on the earlier page.
Facts and formulas, easy for scientists to digest, but that can be its own problem.
They want to go into the minutiae, into the detail of research.
Chris Yonke is a public speaking coach who's led some of the training sessions. She says scientists have to get past some of their quantitative inclinations in order to connect with voters.
Their first impulse is not to tell a story. They would rather start with the stat. So what we worked on in the training is how to do both, because of course you need balance.
If they do manage to make that turn, they'll have a lot going for them. Erica Check Hayden directs the Science Communications Program at UC Santa Cruz.
If you're a scientist and you're coming from outside the political mainstream, that might actually give you a leg up. Way more Americans trust medical scientists or scientists broadly than trust elected officials.
Basically, if you're really keen on draining swamps, you might pick someone who can calculate the logistics. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.